You know, sometimes in life, situations are going to occur where you may look to the left or the right, and you can't find any answers, and you can't find anybody to help you. But I'm reminded of the word that says, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come on. You got to learn how to wait.
I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting.
I know you're coming after a while, so I don't even mind. No, I wait on you, Lord.
Well, welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus here live with Pastor E. And yes, our forum is to discuss, to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, we're going to ask you to press, and we're going to ask you to push, and we're going to encourage you that you can live a life according to the Word of God. And yes, no matter how broken or how sinful you are, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life. It doesn't matter if you are big time, small time, sin is sin. All you have to do is go to the Lord and ask him. He will answer. Yes, Jesus will forgive your sins. He will heal your wounds. He will change the whole direction of your life, and he will make you transform from an unhealthy to a healthy, righteous relationship. And yes, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. Just like he came for you, he also came for others. So we need to share that love and use that privilege, use that responsibility to lead as many of the people to Christ as we can. That is our responsibility and a privilege to share his great love and his great love and his forgiving spirit with anyone that we can. Let's talk Jesus. Well, good evening, family. Thank you so much for joining us every Monday as we come together. Seeking Jesus is Let's Talk Jesus is a forum here that we have that we can actually discuss the love that Jesus has for each and every one of us, and without any separation or without any condemnation. Jesus' love is available for each and every one of us. But have we made a decision to talk about him in such a way that we give him all the honor, we give him all the glory, we give him everything that he deserves because he is truly Lord of Lords? Tonight we're going to just discuss. We had a guest for this evening, because of schedule conflicts and things like that, we weren't able to complete that request. So we're going to go forward and share a word this evening, short, sweet, and release you tonight to go forward. But I want to talk about Jesus in a way tonight that you start to see him and start to recognize him as your now Jesus. We on Wake Up, Get Up, and Move in Your Purpose this morning, we discussed being a now Christian. And if you're going to be a now Christian, you have to serve a now God. And if you're serving a now God, you have to now, watch this, follow a now Jesus that can lead your life in a way that you never thought it could happen before, that you can reach heights that were unobtainable in a previous time or in a previous situation, that now as you really, really embrace the communication with God, that when you really embrace the lifestyle of God, when you really embrace God's will being done. I mean, we talk about it. We talk about it all the time. But do we really actually activate it in our lives? Do we really show through our example, not just our mouth, oh, we talk a good game. We talk a good game, but do we actually walk it where people can say, look at the proof that Jesus Christ is Lord, that people are really celebrating, not us as individuals, but celebrating someone showing them how they can really, really exemplify the life of Jesus. I want to give you some encouraging words tonight that go beyond anything that I could say. Anything that I can think of for you is not good enough of these words I want to share with you tonight. The encouragement and the push to go to the next level, it cannot be done of flesh. It has to be of the Spirit. So, Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight as we go forward, Lord, that as we decrease, Lord, you increase. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you make your word be revelation knowledge tonight, Lord, that we decree and declare not to leave this place the same. But, Lord, we want to leave change. We want to leave rearranged, and we want to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. So, Lord, take away our old thoughts. Take away our old fears. Take away anything that's not pleasing in your sight. That, Lord, you be magnified, you be glorified, and you be lifted up And in Jesus' name we pray, and all in agreement said, amen. If I get you to turn your Bibles with me tonight to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. You're going to learn some things here that really push you to know Jesus and how much Jesus cares for you. This is going to be revelation to you tonight. And I dare you to read the whole chapter for yourself. But in this session tonight, in this broadcast, we are going to identify how much my now Jesus cares for me. No, not yesterday. No, not tomorrow, but right now. Your right now Jesus cares for you. Verse 1, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Let's stop right there for a second. Let's go a little deep into this thing, because first of all, you must recognize, and I hope someone out there has already said it, "Pastor E, it's not my heart in my chest." It's not. It's not your heart, because you have never been troubled in your chest. Oh, that was a heartburn. That you've never been troubled in your flesh. That was just something that was manifesting in your body. But you know as well as I know, the only place that you have been troubled in is in your mind. Let not your heart be troubled. Family, I think God is showing us today that if we can release the thought of negativity, if we can release the thoughts of past, if we could release the thoughts of tomorrow, that we could be in peace right now, because a lot of us get frustrated because of what we can't control tomorrow. A lot of us are still in bondage because of what we couldn't control in the past. We're always trying to renew something that didn't work before. Oh, my God, gonna help somebody tonight. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have not told you. See, he's getting you ready because he has already done something for you. Watch this. Now. You say, the Bible says everything God has done is finished. It's complete. But guess what? If you never see it now, you'll never have it now. You have to know that God has went and prepared a place for you. He made it personal. He says, "I." He didn't say the team. He didn't say the missionary. He didn't say the evangelist. He says, "I," making it one-on-one, taking on a sole responsibility to say, "I go to prepare a place for you." And verse 3, and it says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Watch this. This is pretty dynamic in this when I really look at the revelation of it, is to say, well, what is the big message here? First of all, stop worrying. Stop getting bottled up with stuff you cannot control. Stop getting yourself all beat out of shape when you know you don't have the power to fix it, change it, or get it in right order. Only God can. So stop letting your heart be troubled. Every time a negative thought comes in your mind, you have to fight against it. Every time a negative spirit drops on you, you have to cast it out. Every time something that is not going to be glorifying God cannot live in your house no more. Oh, we're going to get to the physical house, but let's talk about your house you dwell in, the house where your brain is encamped. This is the place that we have to keep holy and acceptable to God. Oh, it's catching up to you now, because you know that if he went to prepare the place for you, I say it all the time, why are you not prepared for it? Why are we waiting around twiddling our thumbs, and why are we waiting around in question? If you believe the word of God, if he went to prepare a place for you, don't you know it's there? He says, "I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there are what? Many mansions. One with your name on it. But you're not even prepared for it. You're waiting on something watch this, mysterious to happen instead of living in the miraculous, knowing that God has already done it for me. I'm not waiting to see me in my best because God already has me in my best. I'm not looking to receive because God has already done my best. This is what I need to do. I need to elevate my game and get to the best. Oh, Jesus. I need to understand that if I'm reaching, if I'm pressing towards the mark of the high calling, which is, watch this, the place that's been prepared for me. Oh, wait a minute. The light bulb went off. You mean to tell me I'm preparing something that has already been done? Yes, it has. In God's time, in God's season. And you have to know this, family, right now, that your daily bread is all you need. You don't need tomorrow's bread. You don't need, and you definitely don't need yesterday because it's spoiled. It's going to get you in trouble. All you need is some now. You need some now daily bread, daily bread, daily bread. Verse 5, it says, Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me? Philip, he who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Oh, my God. Don't you know he just showed up in your face to face with you? And you still walking around like the man at the well of Bethesda. Sitting there being trampled over, being walked over. And when Jesus came to him, remember, he says, would you be made whole? He didn't ask him why haven't you made it down? He says, Will you be made healed? Do you want to be healed? He says, well, I do, but nobody to take me down, nobody to get me there. See, a lot of times we're waiting on somebody to come do something for us. Sometimes we're waiting on somebody to move us when Jesus is right here. And he's just telling you, do you want to be free? Be free. He's telling you, if you want to be healed, be healed. But you got to let your heart, my God, embraces that truth. Because don't you know that whatever your heart embraces as truth, it will grab it as reality, as facts? If you tell yourself if you just speak to yourself enough in the positive, you will become a positive person. I was sharing with my son. I was telling him. I said, you know, I'm not telling you to quit nothing. I'm just telling you to replace the bad with something better. And if you want to be better, you got to speak better. If you want to be better, you got to act better. If you want to be better, you got to live better. See, that's what happens when you prepare yourself for something that's already been done. You're doing the work because you're waiting on the arrival. See, if most of us got on this road of preparation, we wouldn't be worried about getting caught with our sins out or getting caught with our pants open. We would be in right standing because we're waiting on God. We're in expectation mode because he has prepared a place for me. And guess what? He has made it already done in my life. If I just open up my already done eyes and get to see it. See, that's serving a now Jesus because it comes to fruition now. Kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in what? Heaven. You can have heaven now if you prepare yourself for heaven. Watch this. More surely, verse 12, more surely I say to you, he who believes in me and the works that I do, he will do also. And the greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. You better stop right there. See, this Jesus that you know better be the Jesus that you believe in. It better not be the Jesus that your mama knew, your daddy knew. It better be the one you've known for your personal Lord and Savior. I'm here to wake somebody up today that's saying, well, no, that's the same Jesus that my mama served. No, you need your own Jesus, family. You got to make a personal relationship with Jesus one-on-one, and the number one thing you must do is believe. Well, I believe in God. No, you have to believe in the Son. You have to believe in the Holy Ghost. You have to believe in the cross. You have to believe in the ascension. You have to believe in the return. It can't be like, well, if it don't happen, then I was right, or I was correct for not taking a side. No, family, you must choose this day whom you will serve, and you must believe in God. You must believe in Jesus, and you must believe in you. This is your season to believe in you, that there is a place prepared for you, and there's a place that you're preparing for. But most of all, you believe in him. So you believe in the works that he's done. Guess what? You can do greater. Uh-oh, somebody get, don't get ahead of yourself. Don't get too boastful, because everything you do for him. And what was the greatest thing he did? I love teaching this chapter, because I always get to this key point right here. If you're studying Jesus and you want to know what Jesus did, you have to examine and you have to pay close attention. But since you don't have time, and for the sake of this broadcast, I'm going to get it out there right now. The number one thing Jesus did was pray. I know he did that, but he prayed before he did that. I know he did that too. Oh, no, he prayed before that. I know he did that too, but he prayed before that. Jesus spent more time in prayer than he did in anything else, because he wanted to communicate with his Father, and he wanted to show us how to do it too. See, so you're looking at the works he did. You better believe he prayed, and you better believe when he prayed, he got results. And you better believe when he got results, he shared the results. And you better believe when he shared the results, people's lives were changed. Do you believe today? Because if you believe today, that means you're going to start doing the work that he said, and that's praying, knowing that your relationship with him is contingent on you staying in a lifestyle of prayer. And whatever you ask in my name when you pray, that I will do, verse 13, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, I know somebody out there said, well, no, I said it in Jesus' name, but see, you were asking something that wasn't his desire. Remember, if you're using the name of Jesus, you're using it to connect with what Jesus would have for you to do. No, it wasn't for the car. I want that car in Jesus' name. You ain't going to get it. You better go to work. You better get a good credit score. You better get a nice loan, and you better buy that car, or save up your money and buy a car without any notes. That's when you own a car. That blows my mind. And I'm not knocking nobody. I'm not throwing no stones. If I step on your toe, that means you were in the line for it. But it kills me when people go out and get a new car and say, look what God blessed me. But you got paid a $900 $900 a month payments. That ain't God blessing you. That's you going and using your credit to pay off something that ain't yours. That car still belongs to Mercedes, Jaguar, Ford, Chevy, Toyota, Nissan. All them companies still own that car you're paying on until you pay that last note. Oh, let's keep it real, because by the time that last note come around, you don't want the car no more because it's old. It's going to take you 30 years to pay off that $50,000 loan. My God. And we say, God bless us. Stop lying on God. God didn't bless you. That's you. If God bless you, he will give you the funds. He will give you the means to purchase cash money, no debt. That's the kind of God we serve. So let's keep it real. Stop using God against you and what you wanted to go out there and buy. Look what God gave me. Put a big old ribbon on it, but you got notes. You don't own that car. You are paying payments on that car. Yes, you can drive it, but if you don't pay a payment, guess what? They will come and take that car back. See, that ain't yours. When you own something, that means there are no payments. When you own something, there ain't no loan. When you own something, there ain't no take back. That is your possession. And now you have ownership. We got to be more about our Father's business and become true owners, not leasers, not renters. No, please don't move out your house right now. Don't stop paying your rent. No. But become a faithful, watch this, become a faithful steward. That no, now when you ask in his name, and it's not for your benefit. It's for the benefit of somebody else. Oh, I know I bust somebody bubble on that because you've been asking all this stuff, but it wasn't about nobody but you. Had nothing to do with the family, had nothing to do with the body, had nothing to do with God. We must get this part right here because we're asking and we're not receiving. It's because we're doing something wrong. It's not God missing it. It's us missing it. He says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And if I pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that you may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither seen him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live, you will live also. That was verse 20 says, at that day you will know that I am in the Father and you in me and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. It is he who loves me and will be loved by the Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Now watch this. He says a lot in that. But the one thing about keeping God's commandments, and I know there's meaning, but if you remember Jesus teaching in Mark 12, when they were trying to trick him. And they said, well, what is the greatest commandment of all? He said, first of all, house of Israel, that their God is one. Then he says that you shall love your God with all your mind, body, soul, spirit, everything. Then he says, and on top of that, you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now watch this, because I know there's a lot more of commandments to follow, but if you follow those two there, by loving God, by giving him your all, and then loving your neighbor as you love yourself, you'll never commit adultery, you'll never murder nobody, you'll never treat anybody, you'll never hate nobody, you'll never do anything that is against the word of God, because now it's him who lives in you because of the love that you share. It's him that lives in you because of the love that you example. It's him that lives in you because you are an agent of love. You don't have to worry about missing any of the commandments if you keep those. Because he said after 29, he says, and there are no greater than thee. Because if you can follow them too, you everything else is obtainable. If we could just learn how to love God with our all and love our enemies even better, then we know we can have the revelation of God in us. We now know that it's just not talking Jesus, it's walking Jesus. We know that it's just not playing Jesus, but it is giving Jesus. And that's what this is all about, family, is that we leave here saying, you know what, I'm going to give away some Jesus today. I'm going to let somebody else know how great Jesus is. I'm going to let somebody else know that Jesus saved me, he can save them too. I'm going to let somebody else know that it's not just for the ones with money and the ones with prestige and the one with this. Jesus is here for each and every one of us. He even told us through Paul, he says, I'm not slack to my promises. I desire you all believe. But are you slack to his promises that you think it's only about you and your church or you and your clique or you and that? No, we have to be so sincere about this talking Jesus thing is that we let everybody know, even when they curse him, even when they say he's not real, even when they we still must be the agent of love to tell somebody that Jesus loves you. So if you're on this line tonight and you thought that he gave up on you, he didn't, you gave up on yourself. But I'm going to tell you tonight that he is waiting for you to now, watch this, redeem yourself. Come on back in. The door is wide open. And this is the greatest thing I can tell you, that he'll accept you just like you are. But the difference is you can't stay that way no more. You must decree and declare to yourself today that I'm going to be changed. I am going to be a now Christian. I am going to do things now. I am going to worship now. I am going to pray now. I am going to give now. I am going to love now, and I'm going to follow now. Because I want what God has for me. I want the best life that God can ever have for me. And it's important, family, that you get ready for it. Yes, yes. It's not here on earth. No. You're going to get by. He's going to provide. He's going to give you everything that you need. But guess what? You are preparing yourself for something that's greater than this earth could ever imagine. This geographical place of earth will be destroyed. There will be a new Jerusalem. Yes, it will be a new Eden. Oh, my God. Yes, it's going to be some new stuff that's never, ever, 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 ever been done before. But are you ready for it? I don't know what it looks like. That's not your concern. Are you ready for it? I don't know what it's like. It's not your concern. Are you ready for it? Because today could be the day that you make the best decision of your life and say, I'll never be that again. I'm watching myself. I'm policing myself. I'm checking myself. I'm going to be the one that's going to make me do better now. And it's because I believe in Jesus. And I believe in the works that he did, and I know that I could do them better. So he says the greater works you could do. Guess what? I'm gonna become a greater prayer warrior. I'm gonna become a greater communicator. I'll become a greater lover. That ain't sexual. That's being able to love everybody. I think the act of making love is two individuals that are married together, entwined in a relationship that is the most beautiful thing that two people could experience. But that's not love. That may be a term we call making love, but that is a connection of one between man and woman. But true love is God. Oh, I love me. No. You lust somebody like that. That's an emotion that we follow. But true love gave. Even when we didn't deserve it, true love gave his only begotten son that whosoever believed would not perish but have everlasting life. I dare you to grab your everlasting life tonight. And say, I won't go back and I won't go forward. I'm going to stay right here in my now, and I'm going to continue to worship now. Now. When? Now. And don't worry about tomorrow. No. It ain't promised. And yesterday is finished. Right now is sufficient for itself. Let's talk Jesus. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for this opportunity and this platform to share your word. We thank you, Lord, that we have decreed and declared, but we're going to put ourselves in a standard of excellence today that, Lord, we will do better now. We will not turn back. We will not turn around. We will not let go, and we will not give up. But, Lord, we will trust in you with all our heart. We will lean not on our own understanding, and we will acknowledge you in all our ways. We thank you today, and in Jesus' name we pray. And all in agreement said, amen. Come on, let's talk Jesus. Anybody out there fired up, got a comment, question? There may be somebody on this line and you don't know how you got there and you heard about this Jesus, of this loving Jesus, this forgiving Jesus, and you want to know something about him, dial one. We'll bring you into the green room and share that with you right now. But other than that, we'd love to give you an opportunity to shout out tonight on the broadcast. And if not, it's all good. But if you have a word, definitely share. Area code 619, last four, 2454. You are live on Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E.
Praise the Lord, Pastor E. This is Sister Charlene, Minister Charlene. Amen.
Hey, what's up?
Ooh, praise the Lord. I just wanted to say that was a good word, encouraging word, to stay focused on what God has prepared for, you know, us as his children, as his people, that, you know, to have a heart heaven bound, you know, when we're seeking God. And, you know, I was thinking about how in my prayer time, when I'm seeking the face of God, like, Lord, what is your will for this day? What is your will for this season? It's like in my heart's imagination that I'm before the King, you know, that my heart is bound before him, seeking his heart, seeking his will, you know, seeking his face. And that's what his will is. We see his face at peace. And that we go forth in our life to seek him first, that he is leading us. He's the one that's, you know, the compass to lead us and guide us in our journey with him, you know, and it's just a rude awakening that we're not living our life our own will and own way anymore when we say yes to Jesus Christ. It's that submission, and it's a press to do that because I realize how willful and unsubmitted I was. So it's like, Lord, I repent, you know.
Yeah, right,
God,
right.
I repent. You know, and hearing you say this message is like an in-your-face preaching. You know what I'm saying? It's so hard that I could honestly say it could be offensive to the Adam nature because it does not want to submit.
Right.
It doesn't want to hear this in your face, even though it's not in a way to be disrespectful or confrontational, but it's like the truth is just coming right to the heart, you know, right to the heart of even the people that say we believe God and we believe
right.
in Jesus. We're talking about Jesus. It's like put your faith in your actions, not just to the test, but effectually make it just, you know, that message to wake up, get up, and move in your purpose. It's like, It just won't let you go. It's like, do something.
Dude, you got to do something. Now.
Yeah, you're going to sit there now. You can't just, amen. You know, I would be in the amen corner, giving the hallelujahs and the high fives and stuff, and sitting right there like some of us say, like a church statue, sitting there pompous and pious. I was sitting in the church pompous and pious, now realizing God's trying to break the shell. He's trying to break through. The self in me that was unmovable, that was stubborn and just oblivious to how stubborn it really was, you know.
Right.
And
well,
and
you
then
know, God gave me a word this morning. God gave me a word this morning. It was just so clear. He said, y'all think I'm stupid. I'm sick and tired of being disrespected. You think I'm dumb? I mean, I'm serious. It just dropped on me like that. I'm like, no, sir. He said, yeah, y'all do. Y'all act like I don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys act like you got prayer from 5 to 6 and you quit at 5:30. You think I didn't see that? Oh, yeah, I know the folks didn't. That's what he said. I know the folks didn't see it, but I see everything. He said, tell my people to stop tripping on me like this. I see everything. And we have to honor God in such a way. That's what worship is, extravagant respect, that we truly fear God. I have to question somebody's belief. Said if you don't fear the rapture of God, you don't believe in God.
Yeah.
If you don't fear the consequences, then you don't believe in God. You're just going to church because that's what you're used to doing and what other people say you're supposed to do. But when we really, really, really believe in God, we don't treat him like that.
Yeah.
And we lose listeners weekly because it's in your face, straight up. Going to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. The truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. And we're going to continue to preach the truth. And we don't subject preach like somebody, well, could you preach this? Nope. But I'm just going to release what God gives me, and I'm going to be obedient. So I appreciate you and your acknowledgement. Straighten your face up.
Yeah, it's like don't let up because the preaching, God chose the foolishness of preaching to reach souls and to save souls and to proclaim his will, you know, to proclaim the kingdom, to proclaim repentance. And when it hits home, when I'm speaking the things he's put in my spirit, it's dealing with me, you know.
Right.
So it's like that rude awakening. I stay awake, be perceptive, because, you know, when he talked about the rapture, when he talked about when he's coming back, he said there's going to be two in the field, one take, one left. He talked about the great capturing of his people. So if we really look at it like the real rude awakening of being left behind, what that would feel like, being, you know, just left behind and then, oh, God, have mercy. All the other things is talking about, you know, when he takes the spirit out the earth, then that's a real wake-up call because we're here right now and the spirit is still in the earth right now.
Right,
you know, so
exactly.
He really wants us, even though we say, oh, Lord, you know, we do want to have all these things that can be beautiful in life and all these other things like that. That's just, you know, the human heart's desire to want these things, but not without God. Because if you have it without God, you're empty. You're missing the substance of what God's will and heart is for. You know, as his creator, he wants to save our souls and give us eternal life.
Right.
So it's like, and then somebody might not want to hear that second part of the message about the eternal life because they're not really ready to grasp all the focus of where God's heart is at the end of all these things is to be with God. So
right.
You can't really, you really can't, we hear the message of the gospel, but we can't we have these two dynamics. We want our abundant life here, and we talk about the after. But God's like, yeah, but just focus on the after. Focus on the now that I'm with you now, and where your focus is with Him, what our heart is set with His heart. Versus
yes, and in your preparation, yes.
Yeah, I'm living my life how I want to, and I already gave my life to Jesus Christ, and da da da. So it's like He's kind of on a back burner in a way. But He's like, no, I want to be on the forefront. I want to be on the forefront of your heart at all times. God's like, we always hear He's jealous. So He's like, I created you for my inheritance, to be my treasure. I created you to be my treasure. So it's like to wake us up out of our stupor of a sleep, like a comatose. Wake up! I created you. I formed you. I fashioned you. I have a purpose and plan for your life, and that you will have eternal life. So there's the full, you know, message of why everybody's preaching.
That's right. That's right.
To bring us out of our comatose spiritual state, to draw them on the heart of God. You know, He said, bring my sons and daughters. You know, He's pulling them from the north, south, east, and west. So that's His heart. So he means that with the passion to wake us up out of our sleep. So
that's
when
right.
we're waking up like, oh, God, you just gave me some more oxygen to be sensitive as an individual, and then to not lose the opportunity to share that with somebody when He sets it up and makes a divine connection to say, now you share what I just put in your spirit that woke you up, and that is to tell them about me. You know, I am alive. I have risen, and I've come to set you free. So that's a rude awakening, because I didn't know I didn't need to be set free. I'm not like that. I didn't know I need to be woke up like that. So now
I'm like,
oh my God. So that's the, it's like you almost feel like you were shattered, because God woke you up and gave you a new breath, a fresh wind.
Man, well, I'm definitely going to tell anybody out there that's listening, saying, man, it sounds like me. It just sounds like you. You can change it right now. You know, we ain't talking about you. We're sharing with you how we've come a mighty long way to be healthy in God, but you can do it too. Thank you so much,
yeah.
Minister Charlene. You're awesome. You are awesome. You guys get ready. You guys get ready. This Thursday is Minister Charlene on Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Y'all singles, I know she got a word for us singles. Every time she get on there, you guys come on, be a part of it this Thursday. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Minister Terry, good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Good evening, family. I tell you, God is good. Glory be to God. And I love
yes,
all my
is.
Beautiful. Amen, Pastor E. This was a right on now word. I was listening to Minister Charlene, my beautiful sister, the woman of God, saying, wake up. You know what I thought about it? God is speaking to us. Wake up, people. But Pastor E., I was listening to you with John 14:2 said, when He goes to prepare a place, but are we preparing ourselves?
Right.
Are we preparing ourselves by serving Him? And then I was just listening to you as you was giving that word out tonight. A lot of us, we have to just believe in Him. Once we believe in Him, we'll trust Him. And once we believe in Him, we'll trust Him and we'll seek Him more. And I know Matthew 6:33 says, seek the kingdom of God first, you know.
Yes.
And we have to all admit and say we had it wrong, but we have a chance to get it right. Get right, start preparing ourselves. If we want to be in the place that He's going to prepare for us, we have to get right. And this is a noun word. You know, I'm looking forward to what God is doing. I was with the minister, Charlene. When you go into His word, He's speaking to you. He's speaking to each of us when we open His word to receive revelation of what He's speaking to our hearts. He won't change our hearts. He wants to change the way we think. You know, He wants to. Once He changed our hearts the way we think, all the circumstances that's going on in our life can change. Glory be to God. Awesome
word,
God. Yes, awesome word. God bless you. God keep you, and I love you. God bless your family.
Hey, thank you so much. God bless you, woman of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This has been great as always. We are talking Jesus, and thankful for the team coming on board and blessing tonight. Tomorrow night is Man Up. the first and third Thursday, and then the second and fourth Tuesday is the Prophet's Closet with Prophet Dwayne Woods, and I believe tomorrow night Pastor Dwayne Collins will be bringing a word on Man of the Movement. I know we are talking about mentoring and bringing up somebody with us. I want you guys to join us for that broadcast tomorrow night. Amen. Well, family, know that you are loved. Know that you are honored. Know that you are appreciated. But like I said, you got to know that you are beautifully made by God. You are special to him. You are extraordinary to him. Stop letting people tell you the negative stuff. Tell yourself that you are God's miracle and act like it. Amen. You got to know this. This is our new little get out of here song. But you got to know that he'll do it. And you got to tell somebody, won't he do it?
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? I ask you, will anybody tell you something different? You know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out. It's only his lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Right.